Hello. Welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com.
Welcome back. Glad to be here. We're doing something different today on the AlexaCast. We're going to be talking with William Nutt, who is the man behind Alexa.bio. This is a really cool website. They really look to be kind of like the website. They have a, if you want to know about commands, holy cow, there are just tons and tons and tons. And by that, I mean a whole lot of commands over there. If you're looking for humor and Easter eggs, if you want to learn about if this, then that, and holidays and all sorts of stuff. And I'm just right now going to their front page. And there's a story there about how Vizio has added support for Amazon Alexa. Canary Home security cameras now work with Amazon Alexa. Five huge brands are now marketing to you through Amazon Alexa. Gordon Ramsay arrives on Amazon Alexa. And so it's a really interesting website. And so we kind of reached out and said, hey, we're both talking about Alexa. We should probably maybe get together. So enjoy this conversation. It's myself and William Nutt from Alexa.bio. And since this is a podcast about Alexa, we decided to talk about how do you consume podcasts on an Amazon Echo or your favorite Alexa device. I should mention, if you're interested in podcasting, all you have to do is go to her, and I'll avoid saying her name again, but just ask her to enable School of Podcasting. That's another podcast I do about podcasting, and I now have a skill where you can listen to my latest episodes, you can fast forward, you can rewind, you can skip episodes. Just ask her to enable School of Podcasting. Here's my conversation with William Nutt from Alexa.bio. So William, thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. I'm delighted to join you.
Since you're on a podcast, I guess you said, hey, why don't we talk about using Alexa to, and I got to watch that because I just set mine off. I'm trying to get in the habit of calling her Lexi. Because especially on this show, everybody's like, would you please quit saying the A word? But you had some ideas, different tools that people can use to listen to a podcast on their device. So I'll let you take it from there.
You know, the podcast experience leaves a lot to be desired. It's nice to be able to just, you know, have her play a podcast if you know exactly what you want and which episode you want to listen to. But in terms of managing subscriptions and juggling a handful of different podcasts that fall into a variety of different categories as I do, and I'm sure as the podcast master you do yourself, the technology really isn't that great for doing so yet. Unlike what we enjoy with Spotify, where you know Spotify is fully integrated with Echo in a way that really kind of I find totally fascinating, where you can pick a playlist and you can stop listening in one place or, you know, from one device and pick up on another. But you can actually open Spotify's apps on your mobile phone and on your computer and on the web and actually, you know, control the playback and select where it's playing through these different Echo devices. And that's the sort of integration, that's the sort of functionality that I'd really like to see for podcasts as well. Because, you know, as podcast enthusiasts, we've all got our preferred podcast app or podcatcher where we're managing all of our subscriptions, and we might have playlists or categories, and we'll make progress on one and need to catch up on another, and we'll stop playing at one point and need to pick up, you know, at another point in the day. And with Echo, that's really not possible yet. So we're excited to see some developments there, particularly in terms of integrating with these apps. But in the meantime, there are a few different options for listening to podcasts. You know, inherently, Echo has the ability to play podcasts without any additional skills. And she does so using TuneIn by default. So you can, you know, request for her to play a podcast. She'll play the most recent one. But then there are two additional skills that kind of stand out as most popular. One is called AnyPod, and it is definitely the most popular and definitely the most reliable and functional to this point, which unfortunately isn't saying a whole lot, but it is the one that I'm using. And it seems like that's the one that the community across the web is using for the most part as well. And that adds a little bit more functionality. Theoretically, you can subscribe to podcasts through that skill and manage subscriptions. But without a visual interface, it's just really difficult to manage. But AnyPod does allow you to stop in one place and pick up in that same place from another device at another time. And it allows you to fast forward and backward in ways that can be helpful and to skip from one episode to the next. So that's really the best option at this point. So Stitcher has one, and in theory, it integrates with, you know, the Stitcher apps for web and for mobile. And in theory, you know, you should be able to make progress in one playlist or leave off playback at one point and be able to catch up and be able to resume, you know, wherever you are through whichever device. But unfortunately, the experience is really unreliable at this point. So I'm really hoping to see Stitcher make some enhancements to their skill in a way that it'll allow that will allow users to really kind of manage their account through Echo. I don't use Stitcher, even the app, as my preferred podcast app. I use an alternative. But if they were to bolster that skill, I would be highly inclined to switch. So I do think that they have a lot to gain from doing so. I generally find myself often just using my Echo devices as Bluetooth speakers and then streaming from my podcast apps in a way that allows me to really keep a handle on where I am in the listening process with my various subscriptions. That really helps me to, you know, keep a grip on things. Whereas if I, you know, start with Echo and then I'm out and about and want to listen through my app, then I've got to, you know, recall what I've already listened to, recall right. kind of at what point I stopped playback. And that's really a hassle and unrealistic. So there are a few options there. We've got this guide posted to Alexa.bio, but we're also very eager to see some advancements in podcast functionality with Echo.
Yeah, I haven't played. I've played with the app. There's a new one, and what it is, it's an ex-Google employee started Castbox.fm. And their big kind of claim to fame here is it works on multiple platforms. So it's iOS and Android. And it's actually got a pretty decent search tool in it that seems to do a little better search than the Apple Podcast, or I'm a big Overcast guy on the iOS side. And they also have a Alexa skill. And I've just discovered that yesterday. So unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to install the skill yet and see how reliable it is. Because like you said, with Stitcher, yes, there's an Alexa skill for that, but it's not the most reliable. So it's one thing to have a skill. It's another thing if you could actually then use it. And the only thing that I've seen so far with CastBox that I didn't like is I'm a power listener when it comes to podcasts, is they only have one playlist. So for me, I have like a marketing playlist. I have a podcast about podcasting playlist. I have And so I asked them, I said, hey, do you have, you know, how do I make another playlist? And they're like, yeah, we just have one. Because they do have an interesting feature that I've only other seen in Overcast, and that is the ability to upload additional audio. So if you had, I don't know, an audio book or something that you recorded that wasn't a podcast, you could actually throw it into the app, or in this case, then listen to it on an Amazon device. And so I haven't played with it yet. So there's your homework. You can go play with this one and let me know if it's good or not. You know, it's interesting. It's getting a lot of play right now. A lot of people are starting to play with, especially on the Android side, because there's no really, you know, there's a couple decent Android apps, but this would be the first one that works on Android and also as a skill. So it's got potential. It's just a matter now of if it's going to live up to the hype or not. So,
yeah, well, that's the best homework assignment I've ever received, because I'm very excited to dig into this new tool. Interesting that as a former Google employee, he opted for Echo because I'm on the website now and don't see anything about Google Assistant. So,
It isn't. Yeah. And I was really surprised because it wasn't till I think I went into their FAQ and I saw something about, I see it at the very bottom, download the best podcast app now. And they have iOS, Google Play, and then I see Amazon Echo. We'll see, I guess, as we go on. But I'm with you. If you can do it visually on your phone and manage your subscriptions there and then just play it. Well, the other thing we should mention is if somebody wants to win an Echo, or excuse me, you win a Dot, you have a giveaway going on over at Alexa.bio. Why don't you take a second and tell everybody about that?
Yeah, I do. It actually, one just wrapped up with the end of January, but we'll kind of be running these giveaways perpetually. We have a handful of Dots to give away. And it's really just about spreading the word, getting Alexa.bio out there. So you can enter to win by submitting your email address, and then you'll get on the distribution list for the newsletter. And then you also have the option to enter multiple times by sharing Alexa.bio or the giveaway in various ways. You know, if you've already entered once, if you've already subscribed to the newsletter, that does not hold you back from entering again or in a new way. So, nobody has anything to lose by logging in but visiting the website and clicking win in the top navigation bar. So we hope that, users, will kind of join us in this journey. I've very much enjoyed the journey through your podcast, and we're just trying to kind of enhance this really exciting experience because the evolution is so quickly and we're just absolutely fascinated by it.
Well, I'll definitely be referring to Alexa.bio, I'm sure, in the future. It is a great resource to keep up on everything that's going on over there. And William, I want to say thanks for coming on the show. I'm sure you'll be back in the future. We'll have to touch base every now and then and see what's going on over at Alexa.bio. But thanks so much for stopping in.
Yeah, Dave, thank you so much for having me. We'll have to reconvene after we've done our research for CastBox.
That's it, man. And that'll do it for our conversation with William. Again, find him over at Alexa.bio. And a little follow-up, I tried using the CastBox skill and just found it kind of clunky. As William was saying, there really isn't a clear winner. I'll have links to everything we mentioned out in the show notes. Just go out to alexacast.com. Speaking of that, if you're going to be doing any kind of shopping, especially at Amazon, it doesn't cost you an extra dime, and it is deeply appreciated to keep the lights on here. Simply visit alexacast.com, click on any of the banners, doesn't matter what's on the banner, and then just shop your heart out, and we get a small finder's fee for that. So thank you so much for listening to the Alexa Cast, and I will let her have the last word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.